Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Governor Mike Dunleavy late Thursday vetoed an education funding package after it was passed by lawmakers. Dunleavy, a Republican and former educator, announced his decision hours ahead of a deadline he faced to sign the bill, veto it, or let it become law without his signature. School districts have struggled with teacher shortages and, in some cases, multi-million dollar defects, and education leaders have urged the governor to let the package become law. In late February, Dunleavy threatened to veto the measure, complaining it lacked provisions he favored, including a three-year program offering annual bonuses up to $15,000 as a way to attract and keep teachers, and changes to the application process for charter schools aimed at promoting such schools. He cited those again in the veto message he sent legislative leaders. After his decision to veto the bill, Dunleavy held a press conference on Friday. He questioned where the proposed $680,000 would come from in the first place and referred to the Kenai Peninsula Borough for coming up with that number. He says that the numbers were not researched and just describes the bill as a spending bill. Dunleavy says there were also some disagreements from both the House and the Senate.
Senate didn't necessarily agree with some of the things that the House wanted. We didn't necessarily agree with some of the things that the Senate wanted. So in the end, what happened to this bill was it moved in the right direction, but it was still far from addressing our charter schools. It's not going to deal with the teacher retention issues. It just doesn't do that.
Since Dunleavy's veto on Thursday, there has been some concern about whether or not there will be adequate education funding for schools in the future.
But the point I'm trying to make is because the bill is vetoed doesn't mean there's not going to be money. There's going to be money. It's going to happen. So knowing that and knowing what wasn't put into the bill, I vetoed the bill.
Lawmakers were planning a veto override session for Monday. To be successful, 40 of the legislature's 60 members must vote in favor of an override. Scammers are back at it again, and they're trying to pull at the heartstrings of family members. The scam making its way around the peninsula is when a scammer calls a victim and attempts to be a family member who is seeking bail money. According to Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross, the KPD has received some calls about individuals saying they have loved ones in jail or in Mexico and need financial assistance. While this is not a new scam, it unfortunately is a common one. Oftentimes, it's grandparents getting coaxed out of money for their alleged grandchildren.
You know, the scammers are going to want the money sent right away, and they're not going to want you to talk to other people. That should be all the more concern that it is a scam. Certainly, if you call the police, I think, but the vast majority of these are a scam. But you play on people's sympathy. Sometimes they've spoofed the voice, or they get a child to talk, or, they try to make it as dramatic as they can.
Ross says that the best advice is to not panic and look into the facts. The more urgent someone sounds to get money, the less real the situation actually is.
You know, I would say the best thing people can do is call or text the actual person that is supposedly in trouble at their known number. You know, if the grandparent text or call their grandchild, if they can't get a hold of them directly, then they call other family members just to ensure there's a real emergency, because in most cases there is not.
If you're still concerned about a certain situation and don't know if it's scam or not, contact the Kenai Police Department to help you assess the situation. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, in favor of protecting returning king salmon and ensuring sport fishing opportunities in the future, is closing the early run king salmon sport fishery in the Kenai River drainage.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.